Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Looking to be an HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, March 26, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame in Gaithersburg, Maryland, joined by Johnny Cakes Allville in Olney.
Good morning on an open line Thursday.
Eric Fickle is in Kensington.
Good morning.
Are you and boys? Jason Bishop in Ashburn, Virginia.
What time do the Nats play today?
I don't know.
What time's the game?
I don't know. I just can't believe that we're on the air. That was a fire drill with JP and Lurch there at the
I know.
Right before the show started, trying to get up and running.
Someone took my line. I needed my line back.
Looks like Eric's in a different spot of the house.
I went back to my old spot. Yeah.
He moves every day. Every single day he moves.
It was too uncomfortable. I was in a regular chair, and it was just like my back hurt all day yesterday.
Well, part of my fire drill was I had in the background. In this studio that Jess has, we also have the ability to hang things from the ceiling, and we have a swing, which Isabella uses, and it's lime green, and the engineers told me to take it down, and it's a whole rigmarole to take the thing down. It's like, basically I have like mountain climbing equipment hooked up. And then I had to take that thing down, and then I guess I was on Jason's line.
Why did they want you to take it down?
I guess it looked unsightly.
I never saw it.
It's like, imagine your lime green jacket that you wear a lot, EB. Imagine that hanging from the ceiling. Yeah, right. It's probably not the best look.
I never even noticed it. I never even saw it in the shot.
You also never knew who Richmond John was and probably have met him multiple times.
I honestly saw him on Twitter yesterday, and I don't know who he is.
Yeah, you probably actually never met him because he comes out to a lot of the pregame shows, which hopefully we'll do in the fall. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be. Who knows? Yeah. Everything is uncertain at this point.
I got to be honest. Yesterday, if we talk about what you know, Jason likes to do. What did you watch yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I probably only watched about a half an hour of TV, which is stunning because I'm starting to tap out on it's bad news. It doesn't seem to be much good news. I know you can say, well, they're trying this drug and that drug, but the deaths are doubling.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, you look at the exponential growth on this thing, and it's horrifying. You know, like the first 3 months, it was like zero to... I'll find the tweet where it was...
We all kind of know. We're on this track where the graph is just going way up. And then yesterday, because of the rain, couldn't even go out for these long walks, which has been occupying my time. So we went for like a two-hour drive.
Really? Where'd you go?
I actually passed by your house, Cakes, because, you know, we've been casually looking at houses and definitely not going to buy anything this year.
No.
But we just started looking at different towns and things that showed up on Zillow, and Isabella fell asleep, so she was sleeping. So I was like, okay, let's look at this other house on Zillow.
I couldn't have been more of a hermit yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday was the worst day as far as, like, not leaving the house. I think all day long I grilled chicken. Around noon,
right.
So that was outside. That's like 8 steps outside the house. And then at around 8 p.m., I went and I got the recycling bins and I brought them back up to the house because they were on the curb. That was it.
That's more than I did. I don't think I got fresh air yesterday.
Yeah, I need to get more fresh air.
Yeah, yesterday
today.
Was
that's
tough.
My goal.
With the weather, I mean, yesterday I left that one time. So we left around 11 o'clock and returned at about 1. It did include a lunch stop at Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers is becoming my go-to.
That is your go-to.
You know what? Their milkshakes are incredible. I'm a big fan of milkshakes generally, like McDonald's, I like a Frosty, a Wendy's. But the milkshakes at Roy Rogers, they're using real ice cream. I don't know what brand they're using. So they taste more like ice cream.
They've
really
changed
good.
It?
I don't know. It's just, if you, again, I love a McDonald's milkshake. But if you taste the Roy Rogers milkshake, it tastes like real ice cream.
Well,
I think they're scooping out the ice cream right there. I don't know if it's Edie's, whatever it is. And then they're mixing it up versus some sort of shake material.
Well, you know, my wife and I talked about it, that we've just been eating home more than we have probably ever in our life.
Right.
Just, you know, part of the reason is just because, you know what, you don't want to expose yourself. You might as well just do the right thing. The net savings, I think, is going to be huge on us for our food bills.
Right.
Jason's got to be the same way because I know
how much to eat out. Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Unless you want to pick up curbside.
I don't really want to go. You know, I really don't want to be out there and expose myself I just don't want to be out there. I just want to go for walks. I want to shoot baskets on my driveway and hang out on my deck.
We've been doing it for lunch. We'll have dinner. You know, last night we had, for probably the fifth time in the last 8 days, some version of chicken with asparagus and salad. I mean, it's so boring.
Right.
It's so boring.
You know, somebody said yesterday that there's still swaths of the country where people aren't really paying attention to social media or to social distancing. And they said, you know what, if they don't heed the message and they don't care about saving our greatest generation and doing everything that we can, to protect our parents and our grandparents and even young people that are getting this infection, just tell them, save football. If you want to save football, stay inside.
Save sports.
If you want to have a shot at having a football season, do your part. It's really true.
Yeah. Well, I just saw a story this morning, so I really tapped out on turning the TV on yesterday. Plus, it was my daughter's birthday, so we were trying to do birthday celebration things, and people were calling and FaceTiming kind of throughout the day. Had to put together a goofy moped. It's not a real moped, but it's one that a three-year-old can use. And that took me forever. It probably takes a normal person 15 to 30 minutes to put this thing together.
Oh, yeah,
but it took me a long time.
Of course you can.
To put this thing together. I think it's behind me. If you see, well, you probably might not be able to see it with the camera. But I did get that thing together.
Nice. It's like a mini Vespa.
Yeah, it's like a little mini Vespa.
Like,
and it
Green
probably only had 10 steps, but I was struggling to get the handlebars on. It just took forever. But I tapped out on kind of watching the TV news yesterday, but then I woke up this morning and I see, shocker, that one of these churches where the pastor refused to shut it down, they all have COVID-19.
Of course
they do.
Why wouldn't they?
That where one where that? The guy was having a thousand.
No, I don't
people.
Think it was the guy in Louisiana. I think it was in Arkansas. I can check the story.
Right.
But it just angers you that there are certain pockets, and that they're just going to get it later. So I agree with what Cuomo is saying, where Cuomo is saying, look, we're just kind of the tip of the spear, and it's going to move its way into the center of the country. And that's what we're seeing. Louisiana has had a big pickup. Tennessee, other states are getting more and more. Texas is getting more and more. But they were just days or maybe a week behind.
And that's where the governor of whatever state it is, he just has to send the National Guard out and say you just have to turn people away if they're showing up at these mega churches or any other large gatherings.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you have to grow a set and send those people home instead of letting them congregate, you know, 500 to 1,000 strong. That's crazy.
I just don't know how that works, though, with the separation of church and state, you know, Cakes. I just don't know how that works.
Well, you know what? These are uncharted waters at this point. You're going to have to do what you have to do to preserve the public safety.
And the problem is their argument, the pastor or the church's argument is, well, why can't we have people together when there are hundreds at Costco?
Well, there shouldn't be. The Costco thing is outrageous.
Yeah, they should be limiting the number of people going in there, too.
I have seen
their abilities.
Overhead shots before at Costco where they actually have a line of people outside 6 feet apart in the parking lot. You know,
they have tape and they're keeping people 6 feet apart in Costco to the best of their ability. They can't do that at church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The church thing, it's a tough thing because these are the times when a lot of people want to go to church more than ever.
Right.
But, you know, just use your common sense. Most churches are holding like a Zoom church or a Google Hangout thing. And look, it's not the same, but it works. People are going to just have to adapt. They're just going to have to adapt. So, I don't know. I know yesterday I tried to kill time watching Tiger King. And?
Yeah. And?
I mean, I keep falling asleep in the middle of it. I really do. Now, I'm tired because I'm not sleeping enough. But I've tried. I think I'm in the middle of the second episode. And, like, at critical points, I end up falling asleep.
Right,
so,
right.
So the Tiger King doesn't necessarily refer to any one person. Is that right, Cakes? It refers to all these weirdos that have all these exotic animals?
I think it mostly refers to the who I consider to be the main character, Joe Exotic.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of overarching. And then there's like three or four people that are featured. And they're all weird.
Right.
The weirdest white trash collection you're ever going to see under one roof.
I remember... when Joe Exotic was in the news, I guess he's been charged with homicide or whatever the hell he's been charged with. Cause I haven't gotten to that part yet, or I slept through it. I remember when that was covered, and I remember the other guy who's got like the four or five wives.
Right.
When he would do some of those like Letterman shows and things
sure.
like that and bring his animals out.
Yeah.
I just had no idea there were that many private zoos around. I had no idea.
Yeah. If you're in the private zoo slash big cat game, you're a real white trash weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
That's the main takeaway.
Well, and then all these people that are allowing their kids to go there and pet these cheetahs or pet. I mean, it's like.
Yeah. It's
just, they're not even caged.
It's bizarre. And yeah. you know what it also highlights? That I didn't have the state in my top white trash rankings before, but it's certainly there with a bullet now. And Jason's been there. Oklahoma.
I mean, oh, really?
Just poor white trash. Just, I mean, I feel bad. Like meth heads everywhere. I mean,
right,
just,
right.
just so back to Oklahoma. Trash.
What's
Oklahoma.
Okay, I was wrong about the church. It's Arkansas. I knew it was somewhere over there. So the Arkansas pastor said that his wife and more than 30 others connected to their church contracted the illness. And he basically said, his quote was, when something like this touches the other side of the world, your first inclination is to assume that time and distance are on your side. That false assumption caught up with my wife and I this past week. And the other members
right,
of
they
the
were
church.
Shaking hands and giving each other hugs and kissing each other on the cheek.
Right.
Of course they got sick.
Oh, it's just a nightmare, man.
85%, my friends, 85%.
85%. I'm just trying to do my best to stay away from other humans.
So you didn't leave.
I'm doing a pretty good job of it.
You didn't leave the domicile yesterday.
I did not. Absolutely not.
I didn't either. It was raining.
I left one time, like I said, and it was mostly just to drive around and just kill time.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
I felt a little bit soft because I was grilling with an umbrella. But I didn't want to get just soaking wet. I didn't want the food to get wet left and right. So I had an umbrella.
Though?
It's kind of soft, but I did.
Actually, I forgot. We did go for a walk last night. So I did leave twice. And we just did a couple of loops around the neighborhood. And then I read a story yesterday. I'm not the panicky type, but that said they don't know if you can bring home the virus on the sole of your shoes. We're all cooked then.
What are you going to do, lick the floor? I mean, I don't get that.
But I guess maybe somehow, they said, like, if somebody coughs and those particles were to hit the sidewalk, let's say.
Well, then we're all
potentially
going
to stick to the sidewalk and then go to your shoe.
Yeah,
then I
just,
know. Then what are you going to do? Then you're going to walk on your carpet and then, I mean, come on.
That's why I take my shoes off before I enter the house.
Yeah.
All
the shoes stay in the garage.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my shoes right now. How many guys are wearing their shoes right now? I'm wearing my shoes right now.
Definitely wearing shoes. 100%.
Wearing flip-flops.
Not me.
I'm wearing
socks.
My Adidas slides. Yeah. I don't know how people do that. It feels uncomfortable walking around with no shoes on. It's not right? I need a little cushion.
Mm.
Got old man feet.
I agree. I'm not walking around barefoot like a savage, like the cavemen back in the day.
Yeah, no chance.
Who would do that?
You can't put socks on. Pretty tough.
Yeah, then you slip and slide. that size.
They still make shoes. Those Thorlo socks.
Bunch of women.
Do you remember I think those?
Yes, the real thick ones.
Yeah, they had like padding for tennis players.
Yeah, they make them.
I got to get some of those.
So you guys woke up without leaving your house and put shoes on?
Yeah, they're weird, man.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
Hold on, what is he saying?
They're just weird people.
He's joning at us for wearing shoes. Yes, I did, Drab. I woke up, came downstairs, and then I put my shoes on.
I have slides. Silly. These sillies right here.
And I could understand maybe if you left the house, took the dog for a walk, and you had shoes on, and you left them on.
Uh-huh.
But just to get out of bed and put shoes on is weird.
I'm just because I'm doing the show. I'm trying to be a professional. I showered.
There's
I shaved.
Professional about
I'm trying
show.
To do those very little things.
Doesn't make any sense, Travis.
I thought about coming down here with my slippers. I have some slippers.
That'd be more. That'd be much more appropriate. Guy, I like slippers. You don't like those ones that look like. I don't know, like brown,
like moccasins.
That's what I have. Moccasins.
Yeah, those are silly.
Of course they're bazillion.
That's what I have. But comfy. I feel like that would make me want to sleep, and I'm supposed to be awake during this four-hour show.
Right.
Well, the move for me has been as soon as the show is over, I used to have like an hour-plus gap between show being done and nap. Now it's like straight to the couch and or back up to the bed.
Right.
And then I'm sleeping till like 11:30. I just feel like a complete loser.
Oh, just like a total sloth.
Yeah, you're missing nothing in life.
Missing nothing.
I know.
What would I have to do or go?
Yeah.
Where would I have to go? Nowhere is the answer.
Now you know what prison feels like, Cakes.
Well, I mean, I've got...
Got to be worse.
It's a stretch. That
yeah,
it's
I think
prison,
this is worse. This is worse than prison.
Prison's got to be worse.
Prison's way worse.
This
your family's
worse.
Not with you.
This is worse than prison.
You don't have all the creature comforts.
Jason,
in prison that you
can't
have
gamble
here.
Either.
You can gamble with the inmates.
Yeah, I mean, you can play dominoes.
I can play spades. At least I can play spades with those guys.
Jason probably loves prison. All dudes.
Yeah, he'd like that.
Yeah, but they're all poor. He doesn't get sized.
That's true. Yeah. He'd have to be in a nice, silly, like, white-collar prison.
Yeah, he'd have to be in with, like, the Madoffs, the pyramid scheme docs, like Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer.
Oh, this life just blows.
All the tax evaders.
Getting in there with, like, Michael Avenatti.
I don't have the heart to tell my kids, like, because they keep asking how much longer, and it seems like bare minimum is another month.
Oh, yeah. I mean... Just because Governor Hogan canceled school till, what, April 24th? So that's bare minimum.
As my son said yesterday, it's done for the year. They can throw that out there. They're not going to have school.
I mean, that's what Virginia did,
very
too.
Hard to believe that on April 26th they're going to say, all right, come back. And by the way, the online learning is so – it's not even comparable to them being in school. My son said his online learning for yesterday took him 3 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
3 minutes to complete everything. I'm sure that's comparable to a day in school.
Well, I don't think anybody thinks it is. It's just something.
It's
I don't think anybody's claiming.
It's something to keep them off their phones.
Yeah.
And, by the way, he
Which
is
probably won't
just
work.
Like probably all of us were. He's found an end around because I he doesn't like me to actually check his work.
Yeah.
And then I have occasionally, and he gets irritated. He said, Dad, all I have to do is click done. They don't check it.
Right.
So he's already found the end around. I was like, you got to learn this stuff at some point.
Right.
At some point you need to learn the algebra because whatever's next.
He's learning something more important. He's learning how to job the system.
Yes.
Already.
Right.
Props to you, Dylan. Good job.
I can't even picture.
Oh, by the way, he'll wake up at 11:30.
I know that life will eventually get back to normal, but I can't picture life back to normal.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, I think it's going to be different.
I mean, I can't picture getting in my car at 4:30 and driving into D.C. to see you, Donks. I can't picture it.
Right. But it will be a welcome relief.
Oh, hell yeah, because that means, you know, everything's back to normal. And
It'll happen eventually.
Businesses are open. Hopefully sports are back. But I can't picture it. I don't even know how to, you know, wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I mean, they're already talking about... I mean, obviously, you guys understand, and every time I bring it up, my wife, I think she wants to divorce me when I talk about the second wave.
Yeah.
And they're even talking about, you know, the third wave. Now, the third wave we're supposed to be able to avoid with the vaccine, if they can do this in record time. But it's literally going to take record time to avoid the third wave. And the second wave, I mean, That's not that far away.
I don't know. It is very depressing and disturbing. I woke up to see a headline that said I think it was de Blasio, the mayor of New York, who predicts 50% of the city is going to have it. 50%!
Yeah.
What is that?
Well,
13 million people?
That's if they do. That's over the three waves, according to Dr. Birx. And that's if they do, like, no mitigation. So, you know,
I understand that's the worst case scenario model.
And they don't believe that's going to happen at all. I mean, Fauci said he's very confident. I think it was yesterday. He said he's very confident that these mitigation strategies are going to see results.
When are we going to start seeing them? That's the question.
After 15 days or so. They're already seeing it in New York. You saw where the hospitalization rate or something was, instead of every 2 days doubling, it was like every 4.5 days. And that's still only like 9 or 10 days into this, you know, isolation thing for the country. So they're already seeing an impact in New York City.
I read, though, just a terrifying article from one of the doctors there, or maybe it was a nurse, talking about what it's like to go in there every day. And we have a buddy that goes to a hospital every day in New York. I couldn't imagine it.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my family members closes his door.
Yeah, a nurse in the emergency room. I mean, she is right there.
Yeah.
I am legend, Cakes. I am legend.
Yeah. All right, we need to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Cakes did mention it is an open line Thursday. Also, we will talk a little NFL. Our pal Charlie Casserly will join us at 7, former GM of the Washington Redskins. That's at 7 o'clock here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. And you can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067 is the number.
So here's the stat that I wanted to tell you last time. Not that, you know, people don't understand this, but some people apparently don't. So the infection count worldwide was 0 to 100K. It took 3 months to get to 100K. Then it took 12 days to go from 100K to 200K. Then to go from 200K to 300K, it took 3 days. And then to go from 300K to 400K, it took like two days and like 6 hours. You know, and it's just continuing to do that. So, we're just at the beginning of this thing. It's scary. Again, that lily pad example where the whole pond is filled with lily pads. The day before, only half of it is.
We have 68,000 in this country who have it currently.
Yeah, I think we went over 1,000 deaths last night.
Oh, okay, all right. So maybe it's more than 68,000.
Yeah, I think it's in the 70s now.
All right.
You know, look, in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to be the 2.2 million that the worst case scenarios were putting out there. But, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not going to be the 2.2 million that the worst case scenarios were putting out there. But, you know, it's still going to be a lot, and it's still going to be a massive impact on our economy and all these people. I just don't know. What I really want to figure out, and I think it's the question we all have, is how do we re-enter our old world again? They were saying yesterday that it's about the testing. So if we all just get tested, we can do a self-swab, and then if we're clean, we can go to work.
Yeah, but then aren't you worried about other people like that haven't gotten the test?
They really shouldn't be out there until they get the test. And then if you're positive, obviously you stay home until you get cleared again. If you're vulnerable, maybe you just stay home anyway. But everybody else, you just take a test, and you get the clearance, and then you can go to work. Then you got to be diligent, and you got to wash your hands, and probably, like this whole social distancing thing, we're probably going to have to do this for a long time.
It's really sad if that is the case.
Yeah.
Like yesterday we had a birthday party with no people, except for, you know.
Yeah. I think it's going to change the way offices are set up. You know, the way people sit next to each other.
Right. I mean, we're already kind of secluded in our office, so I don't think that's a huge stretch for us, but... But for other people where it's a mass of people in cubes or right on top of each other,
yeah,
it's different. It's going to be approached differently.
Because it's definitely good for the environment and, where all these people, just a lot of them, work from home half the time in the future. You know what I mean?
I really feel for the people that are working through this, the people that are in the grocery stores every day, the UPS drivers, the FedEx drivers, the people that are working at Amazon. I saw a story. Again, I wasn't watching much of the TV news, but I, you know, saw some of these stories about like the amount of warehouses that are now infected at Amazon. What if Amazon comes to a screeching halt?
Right. Yeah, no.
I got to imagine those people are working on top of
each
other.
At least they're out and they're doing something. They still have a job and they're getting paid.
It's true, right. But, you know, like we had Cole on yesterday, and Cole was working that extra job at Target, and as soon as this started hitting, he was like, I'm out.
Yeah, he didn't want to bring it home and affect his kids and his family. You can understand that.
Of course.
My next-door neighbor works, I don't know exactly what industry, it's IT, I think, but he works in a building with 60 people on his floor in his office. They haven't shut it down. He goes to work every single day.
Yeah.
And all 60 people are there.
Are they spread out at least?
Well, I mean, they're in cubicles, so.
Yeah.
In different offices. Probably similar to what our station looks like.
Have you noticed any differences with your internet and or television?
My internet is a little choppier.
Yes.
It's a little choppier.
I had a couple of channels that would freeze up.
Haven't noticed that yet.
Not really. I haven't seen that.
I haven't noticed that, but my kids every once in a while start screaming if their texts don't go through or something for a 10-second period.
Right.
I never want to speed up life. I always say take one day at a time, especially since the kids are getting older. Yeah. Now, I was talking about turning back time, right? But I want to speed life up to about June 30th.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
And see where we are on June 30th.
You want to get us? You want to get us fast forward us into the sports dead zone right at the beginning of July? But I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, because that sports dead zone might turn into heavy sports.
If you had one box score to look at, Cakes, you would be looking at it forever.
Of course, I'd be digesting it.
Yeah.
What if? How satisfied would you be if life got back to normal and we all could get back into our normal routine? But for whatever reason, sports still was on the sideline. How happy would you be?
Happier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a step in the right direction.
Right.
But.
Or what if you had this? What if you had sports are back, but you still can't leave your house and you still got to go to the grocery at midnight and all that?
I'd much rather have that than.
You would?
Being able to go back into the office with no sports.
Right.
Yeah. Because it would give me something to look forward to every night or every day. Yeah.
That's a tough call. Because right now, you can't visit friends. You can't visit family.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's a delicate balance.
Your sports book account is so ronery right now. Just getting no love whatsoever.
I haven't placed a bet since, I don't know, first couple days of March.
Just got cobwebs all over it. It's got nothing.
I mean, it has truly changed the way you live.
I mean,
more
luckily,
than anyone else.
Luckily, yesterday, I still have this ongoing campus to Canton NFL draft. All right. And then Drabby's in that. And I had an online baseball draft last night at 7 o'clock. That took an hour. I killed an hour of my
time. Is that the homers only?
It's the homers only. That's right.
It reminds me, Jason, when they took online poker away, right? And you can still play on some rogue sites. But for the most part, they took online poker away from us 7 or 8 years ago. There was a real vacuum in my life because I was spending hours and hours, sometimes 8-10 hours a day playing online poker.
Some would say the vacuum in your life was what led you to that poker.
Well, maybe. I really liked it, though. But when they took it away, I just replaced it with another vice. So I had to find something to do. And believe it or not, I know this sounds dorky, but I just started playing like Words with Friends. It was occupying my brain. And I was playing that for hours and hours a day online. What have you replaced your gambling vice with, like checking all the lines and all of that, Jay?
No, I haven't done any of that.
Nothing?
No.
Walks. It's called
walks
a void. It's a void in his life.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, the fantasy draft helps a little bit. Drabby got bitter at me because I called Dave Richard yesterday before my pick was up.
Oh, really? I like that you reached out to my man,
because
Dave Richard.
Thinks it's cheating or something?
Well, it's just every pick he's calling Dave Richard.
Well, now
he's taking 2 hours every time.
Hold on. Drabby's making things up as usual. I called him one time. We talked one time about one particular pick.
What were you vexed on? Who were you waffling between?
I took a Nubs quarterback.
I took Teddy Bridgewater as my second quarterback.
I told you to wait on quarterbacks. I told you to wait.
I can't, dude. All the quarterbacks are taken. I'm going to end up with Haskins. Don't want that.
That'd be trouble.
That would be trouble.
You see Ron Rivera, I guess.
By the way, Dave said he'd come on whenever he want. I said,
I bet.
Expect the call.
Do you see Ron Rivera spoke about Haskins and Kyle Allen? Definitely seems to favor Haskins as the starting quarterback. He said he wants them to compete, but they're going in thinking Haskins is the starter. Which,
well, how could you not? I mean, Haskins, Haskins has way more of a pedigree than Kyle Allen, at least collegiately. And I know Allen was a high recruit coming out of high school, but, I mean, he's an afterthought, and Haskins is a first-round pick. Of course you should have higher expectations for him.
Well, if you actually look at that list, they've signed quite a few guys. I mean, you might not recognize at least a third of the team come next year.
Oh, I bet it's more than that. When it's all said and done, I bet it's about a 50% change of
roster. Get ready to root for Cody Latimer catching balls from Dwayne Haskins.
I mean, is he supposed to be any good? I mean,
no. Not really. I mean, look at his numbers. Maybe it's just he hasn't had the opportunity, but his numbers are far from impressive.
Changing the culture.
It's pretty crazy that the number of guys that they've actually had, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 guys I've seen that they've added so far.
Yeah.
It's a lot of churn. That's a lot of churn. That's a lot of turnover.
You think that's normal for an offseason, 13, 14 guys?
Might be, because we also don't know how many of these guys. I mean, some of
them.
Well,
then you got to add the draft picks too.
Make the team.
Right. Then you got to add the draft picks. That'll be another 5 or 6 guys.
Should be at least that. I think they'll make a couple trades and acquire more picks.
By the way, I don't know that we mentioned this yesterday when we talked about that great addition of Richard Rodgers at tight end for the Washington Redskins. Didn't realize his dad is on the staff.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Which one's his dad?
I'm not sure. I just saw some story. He's got some sort of connection with the coaching staff, I believe, his father.
I'm guessing his last name is Rogers. I'm going to go out on a limb.
That would require me to look it up, Cakes. I just don't have the energy.
I'll do it for you.
I don't have the energy.
I'll do that for you, Richie.
What, by the way, is it supposed to rain again today? I looked at the 10-day, and there seemed like there were raindrops at different parts of every day.
No, not today. It's going to be nice in the 60s. And then tomorrow is supposed to be really warm, possible showers.
Right. What's up with that? What's up with all the rain?
It's spring. Richard Rodgers, assistant DBs.
Mm. There you go.
He's been coaching for 31 years.
Right.
He's a lifer. He's a grinder.
He's a big dude. Got a big head.
Brought his son to the team.
Yep.
Well, if today's nice, then it sounds like it's going to be a cookout fire pit day.
Oh, by the way. I am playing golf today, but I was supposed to play with, I got this text yesterday, number 19, Cakes.
Number 19, who's
I think I got the number right.
Backstrom?
Nicky Backstrom?
Nick Backstrom.
What? You're going to be seeing up with
no,
Nick
No, I said I was supposed to, and then I got a text this morning, and he canceled.
He canceled. He said, you're finished.
Probably thought
get
about
the corona from you.
Right, he's thinking about social distancing, but you I was all looking all forward to it.
Spreading the disease. Well, you know, my buddy Tom.
Probably found out who was on his foursome and was like, Jason Bishop, I'm out.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
My buddy Tom, you know, owns Blue Mash and Waverly Woods, and they were open for quite a few days up until I guess Monday afternoon when I guess Hogan made a specific added golf courses specifically to the shutdown. Now they're appealing it and you know trying to reopen, but I don't know where you could play in Maryland right now. I don't know, but up until Monday you could. And I didn't want to ask Hogan about it because I didn't want to make a big deal about it. Just let it slide under the radar. But I think after we had the interview, I don't even remember what day we interviewed him. Did we interview him on Tuesday?
Monday or
Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, Monday so I think in Maryland, I'm not sure where you can even play.
All right, it is open line Thursday. I'm guessing the lines are wide open. Give us a call, 800-636-1067. It is your chance to steer the show. You can tell us how you're handling the coronavirus. What are you doing on a rainy day when you can't even go outside? How do you occupy your time then?
I want to get an update from Drabby, his buns update, because he's been hitting skins all over the place just to keep his wife occupied, right? I wonder, now that we're 10, 11, 12 days into this quarantine, if that's still continuing or if that's slowed down.
We'll do that next. The phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
What?
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Charlie Casserly, former Redskins GM. We'll get his take on the Redskins offseason thus far and what they should do with Trent Williams. Coming up later in the program at 8 o'clock, George Jacori from Pro Football Focus, their director of analytics, will join us. We'll talk NFL, free agency movement, the Redskins, and more. So we still have some NFL offseason to talk about. I'm wondering what it's going to be like when that dries up, because it is drying up.
It's drying up quick.
It's in terms of, like, off-season stuff?
Yes.
Well, then we'll just focus on the draft, but who knows when the draft's going to be
right.
Held. I mean that could be late May.
Look, the fact is, the sports portion of the show is going to be gone by about next week.
Correct.
It's just going to be how'd you get through the day.
But it is a nice respite. It's nice to actually talk about something else besides the coronavirus. But I've noticed it, too, that...
There's not much there that interests
I've noticed it, too, that... Like, I use Yahoo.com a lot and look at all of their news stories. And there used to be, you know, some Bachelor stories sprinkled in. It personalizes what you look at. So mine has a lot of politics in there and major news stories. But now there's almost nothing
right
besides, coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, because it's affecting the entire world.
And I think that they're probably laying off writers. And there's just not that many stories to write about. Like we've talked about in the Washington Post, that they don't have a separate sports section now. I would imagine all of these sites that we all look at, they're looking for stories, and it's becoming less and less and less.
Well, you know what they're doing with the sports, with the Post, right? They're stuffing it into the style section.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
It's
just depressing to think about it.
Dark times are upon us.
But you have to think about it, especially if you're doing a sports radio show. You have to talk about it. You know, you have to talk about how it's affecting everybody. And I don't know. I just want it to be over. Just want it all to be over.
We're at the beginning, man. I don't want to depress you, but we're at the beginning. Even if optimistically it goes to the 24th, that's still like a month away.
That's a month, yes.
That's going to be the longest month of our lives.
And that's optimistic.
Oh, yeah. Very optimistic.
Yeah.
No. We're going to be back to normal by Easter.
Look.
Well, that's a fallacy.
People can goof on Trump all they want. There's a million things to goof on him. He's trying to just have a carrot of hope out there.
I know. I think that when he said that, he knew it wasn't going to happen, but he was trying to give the stock market a little jump.
Look. We need to look forward, but just take a look at what he said a month ago and where we are now.
Yeah. Well, he's not the only one. You saw what de Blasio was doing the same thing.
Yeah, de Blasio's a donk.
Yeah.
That is true.
I don't think anybody thought it would be this bad, except for maybe me.
I think there were a lot of experts telling the people on top what was happening, and the people on top didn't want to hear it.
Well, I think it was just hard for them to comprehend. I saw one of the guys that worked in the Bush administration, and he said their scariest meetings were not about, like, the Iraq war and all that stuff. Their scariest meetings were the SARS meetings,
right,
or the pandemic meetings, where they have the infectious disease guys come in there and say, this could happen.
Mm-hmm.
They have these kind of meetings all the time. And you don't think it's actually going to happen. This one is actually happening.
Yeah. And so many businesses, I know that they passed the stimulus package yesterday, but so many businesses are going to go down. They'll have the option to get loans, and they're trying to help out where you can. And I believe we're going to talk to Brett on Monday. He wants to come on the show on Monday, but he can talk about the restaurant side of it, where he owns two restaurants, and the projections they're talking about with the restaurant industry. I mean, some will come back. And I'm sure they're going to be, when everything does return to normal, there's going to be hesitancy at first for people to go out. And then I do think there will be somewhat of a boom. But the question is, how many places are going to be open to go to?
Right. How many are left?
No, you're going to have to pick up the pieces.
Yeah,
it's going to
be weeding out. Yeah.
Well, the places that are still open are going to just kill it, because there'll be limited places to go. And if those guys can stay afloat for the next month to 6 weeks,
right,
when people start going back out in 2 months, they're going to kill it.
Right. Hopefully, any restaurant has the ability, if they could figure out a way to make it work, to do takeout and delivery, right?
Right, curbside,
but they're not making any money off that. They're making money off their alcohol sales, and they can't sell alcohol.
Well, I thought they had changed the laws, or at least in some states, where they now can sell alcohol that way.
Maybe in some states. I don't think in Virginia you can.
I thought I saw that.
Unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, but that's not. They sell beer after beer after beer. You know, that's just not going to work if you're delivering food.
Yeah. I think they're allowing alcohol delivery from spirit stores and package stores.
Yeah, I don't know if it's from restaurants. I don't think Passion Fin can sell you a bottle of wine or two.
Well, yes, yeah, they can.
Like, are you sure?
Yeah, I know restaurants in Virginia have packages where they have the sale of alcohol.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're making those addendums, changes.
But like Drab said, you know, when you're in a restaurant, you can have, you know, two drinks with the upcharge, and that's how they make their money. Instead of just like a bottle of
wine. So you're
telling
me I can go to Passion Fin and I can order a bottle of Kettle One.
I think it's beer and wine. I don't know if it's spirits.
Yeah.
Well, they're just going to have to find ways to work around it. And it's just a total effing nightmare for everybody. We all know that.
Eric, did you drink last night? I think you said you took like a night off because you didn't want to be an alcoholic.
No.
So did you return back to your drinking ways last night?
No, didn't drink last night. I drank the night before. So tonight will be a booze night. I'm doing it every other night. Yeah. Because I'm trying to model for my son that dad doesn't drink every night.
Right.
You know, because, you know, well, at this point, if daddy's drinking, my son's drinking with me. And I'm trying not to do that every night.
What you got to do is just make your hide it when you make your drink and put it in like a solo cup.
Well, that's a Chase. They're not stupid.
Make it look like it's water.
It's a dead giveaway. They know. They know.
Yeah, you got a red solo cup right now. Who knows what's in that cup?
Oh, it's all agua, my friend.
Are we going to drink on Friday? Let's do a Friday drinking show.
Tomorrow at 9? We're doing it at 9 o'clock or earlier? You tell me.
We'll do it the whole show. Who cares? I mean, what else are we going
to
do?
Well, the problem is I'm playing golf on Friday, so I got to drive to the golf course.
Oh, my God. You're constantly ruining
the show.
He's
living the life. Jason is just pretty much living the life.
Well, I got to do
golfing all the time.
I can't sit in my house 24/7.
I wouldn't play golf right now because my wife would resent me for leaving her to occupy three kids.
Yeah.
She doesn't resent you for it?
No, she wants me out of the house.
She's pushing you out of the house.
So what is she doing to get a little relief?
Well, yesterday she started painting my younger daughter's bathroom.
Right.
So that'll take a day. I don't know. She just looks for projects. We went to Home Depot yesterday. She bought some paint. We went to the Harris Teeter. I went to the bank.
Jason's living a wreck. You went everywhere. You're just,
oh my God. You know what? Cakes. 14-day quarantine before I see him.
Yeah. I mean, he's hitting all the stops.
I went to the drive-thru ATM. Then I went to the Harris Teeter.
Did you wear gloves? Because I'm sure there haven't been a million fingers all over that.
No, I used my knuckles. And then we went to the Home Depot, but I sat.
The virus can't jump to a knuckle.
Yeah, well, maybe it does. If it does, I'm cooked. And then we went to Home Depot. I sat in the car, and my wife went inside.
Right.
I had to get out of the house. I hadn't been in my car in like 4 days. I had to get into my car. I forgot what it looked like.
Drabby, what happened to my little? Did you restart the conversation on the?
What's that?
What happened to my Google Hangout thing? Did you restart the conversation?
No, I'm sending you messages.
I can't see the damn thing.
I don't know. We got the four most technologically inept people on the planet.
What are you talking about?
I've been pretty good.
I've got my Google Hangout right here.
Hold on a second. I've been pretty good.
Jason's fine. I'll take it back.
What are you talking about? I'm the king of tech of these four dogs.
You used to be. Now you're sitting in a dark room, and you can't get Google Hangouts to work.
I've got my Google Hangouts right up here.
It was working before.
And JP's the lost cause. I gave up on him.
I sent you a picture of my address. Don't you just send me something? Look, I'm not a Google guy. I've always been a Yahoo guy.
He's the only person in the country who's not a Google guy.
You go, how do I get to Gmail? You keep saying that.
Okay, I got it. I had to type up Gmail. Because I'm used to, when I click on Yahoo, there's a little mailbox, and then I click it, and boom, I'm there.
He's in a Yahoo box. All right. Drabby, I want to get the update, the buns update.
Well, here's your update. It's dried out.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's nothing going on.
She's just sick of it now?
I'm on one floor. She's on another.
Yeah. Separate lives.
Where's the dog?
He goes back and forth when we get tired of him.
So it's like a custody situation.
So have you ramped up your solo time then, Drabby?
It's back on pace. nice. What it usually is.
A couple times a day?
Once, maybe. I don't know. The depression is setting in.
Travis is lethargic.
Right. No, it's fine. There's no buns.
No buns?
Yeah. I'll let you know, though. I'll make a move tonight, see how it goes.
All right, we got Charlie Casserly next. Charlie Casserly, former Redskins and Houston Texans GM.
Kicks
we
Charlie.
His take on the Redskins' off-season moves thus far. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.